And that's why shaitan doesn't like 13, he doesn't put 13 in an elevator or in a building or on a floor, because they say superstition, they're scared of 13, they're scared of Muhammad and Rasulullah, because this is the opponent to what kingdom shaitan and Satan and evilness has put upon this earth. This is his kingdom. So when he cast upon this earth, he said, okay, I make this my kingdom and I'm going to destroy God's servants. So every prophet wrote the prayer that thy kingdom come. All of them had asked that, please God, bring your kingdom upon this earth to destroy the satanic kingdom. And Allah's kingdom is who? Is Muhammadun Rasulullah, is the king, Malik al-Hayat, Malik al-Dunya, Mimha Mimdal. Within the huruf of the name of Prophet means the king of all life, because all life comes from the light of Muhammad Rasulullah. And dunya, that anything manifesting is under that authority, anything not manifesting is under that authority. So, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Whose will be done? That's why we say ata'Allah is impossible, you're not going to follow God's will, you don't know God's will. So who brought God's will upon this earth? Muhammad Rasulullah. There is no one whom hears Allah to the perfection of Sayyidina Muhammad, and as a result he was given the title of Yaseen, that the yaqeen of the one whom is Sami, it's the one who has been given the eternal gift of certainty, in which he's created, was created and is created for the sake of hearing the Divinely Presence. This is in the world of light and the soul of Sayyidina Muhammad. So who's representing God's will? Because it's in their prayers, thy kingdom come, thy will shall be done. What will is that? So I think the will of God is seen through the actions of Muslims. Not the Muslims that other countries have made, but the true nations of Islam, in which they fast 30 days of Ramadan. See, 1 billion people or 2 billion people on this earth now fasting in Ramadan. That's the will of God. That they dressed in modesty, they abstain from alcohol, they do their 5 prayers, you see the will of God in there. But there are Muslims that other people made, and they dress them, fashion them and send them out to do all sorts of atrocities, in which no Muslim recognized them, no scholar recognized any authority within them. But the true nation that represents the heavenly kingdom, they fast, they pray, they give charity, they dress in modesty, they're concerned about their families. So that's the kingdom of God. Through actions, faith is actions, not words.